Next is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 1st chapter, text number 66, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on September 2nd, 1975, in Vrindavan, India.
Tastatastu puninne nayatu annayatu dhanam babhara asya kutumminya kutumbam nandadhiraya. So, this is the beginning of samsara. So, there is attraction between man and woman. As soon as the attraction becomes little intimate, they unite. Then they have children, then they require money, apartment, so many things. This man became sinful. He gave up his real wife, married wife, by coming from very good family, but he became attracted to that Shudra, fourth class. Shudra means fourth class, workers class. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. The Shudra women, they are now chaste. Some of them are practically professional prostitutes. But that is not in the higher caste family, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya. But at the present moment, it is very difficult to distinguish who is Brahman and who is Shudra. But formally, this is the system of Vedic civilization. ideal character, ideal behavior of the Brahmana, little less Kshatriya, little less Vaishya, and less than the Vaishya, the Shudra, and less than the Shudras are called Chandras. First class, second class, third class, fourth class, and then fifth class. So, this man being attracted with the Shudrani, naturally there were children. So, he began to maintain them. This is natural affection. Even cats and dogs, they maintain their children. The birds also, they maintain their kiddies. So although children are born as Shudrani, naturally there was affection. He required money, but he became sinful. He could not earn money honestly. A sinful man cannot earn money honestly. Just like a thief. Because he has adopted the means of earning money by sinful activity, he cannot take to honest work. He can work, but he is accustomed to steal. He knows that this work is not good. If he is arrested, he will be punished. He has seen that one thief arrested and punished. And he has heard also that if one steals, he will be punished. And he has heard also from the Shastra, either law book or Vedic literature, the stealing is not good. It is punishment. But still he does it. That means a sinful man cannot restrain himself from sinful activities. He has to do it. Karanam gunasambhayasya sadasat janmajunit. Unless he give up the particular association with the modes of nature, it is not possible for him to restrain himself from committing sinful activities. So he became sinful because he left his married wife and he became attracted to the Sudrani immediately. That has been described in the previous verse. Visasajya achirat papa. Papa means sinfulness. He became sinful immediately. Therefore we stress on man. They cannot understand why these associations stress so much for marriage, not to leave. The leave is friend, that is Sudra. There is no legal marriage. Sudra and Sudrani, just like he was living with the Sudrani, he was not married as friend. So, in Sudra's marriage, there is. For the Sudra, there is one ashram, that is Grihastha ashram. And for the Brahmanas, four ashrams. Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyasa. This is for the Brahmanas. For the Kshatriyas, Brahmachari, Grihastha and Vanaprastha. For the Vaishyas, Brahmachari and Grihastha. And for the Sudras, no Brahmachari, only a family man. And that also sometimes without man. This is it. Low grade, first grade, second grade. And now, to live as friend, the Sudra, that is now current all over the world. Now marriage is being forgotten. That is also written in the Shastra that there will be no more marriage. One man and woman should live together by agreement. That is going on now. Kali Yuga. Sikarami vahi udvahi. It is stated. Simply agree. Yes, you become my bedfellow, I become your bedfellow. Sikara means he will buy, that is marriage. No more that ceremonial marriage. That is being forgotten. This is Kali Yuga. Dampattam eva hi, ratim eva hi dampatti. And their so-called unity, man and woman, means sex. There is no other thing. Dampatte, union of man and woman, meaning sex. There is no other religious meaning that husband and wife live together and they should cooperate for advancing in Krishna consciousness. These things are being forgotten. So, Kali Yuga, these things are very common. But, in the previous two, Satyayuga, they are not very common, but real. This combination of the Brahmana and the Sudrani, this is accidental. It is not common. Anyway, accidental or organized, it doesn't matter. One who violates the rules and regulations, immediately he comes to the category of such classification. He became a Sudra, although he was born in a Brahman family, he was being trained up. But on account of the association of a Sudrani, prostitute, he fell down and he became a papa, most sinful man. So, as a papa, He did not know how to earn money, honestly. He is neither Brahmin nor Kshatriya nor Vaishya. He is not even Shudra, less than that. That what he said, Jatat Tatashta Upanjinni Samara. According to classification, a Brahman has got specific function for earning his livelihood. A Kshatriya has got his specific action for livelihood. A Vaishya has got specific action for land, and Shudra has got a specific action for livelihood. But he became less than Shudra. Therefore, jatastatascha, samavarada, bring money. This is called jatastatascha. No fixed term. A brahmana, everyone has to earn livelihood. That's a fact. Without working, you cannot live. So there are specific actions like brahmana, jajan, jajan, pathan, pathan, dana, pratigra. He must be very good worshipper of the Lord. And he must induce his jajman, his dependent. Brahman is the head, and the Kshatriya Vaishya, they are jajman. So they should induce. Just like we are inducing all over the world, open temple, worship Krishna. This is Brahmanism. Sri Vigraharadhana Nittanana Singharatanamadhi Viramadhana Jittasta Bhaktam Chanirindyatu Pi Bandi Guru Sri Charanam. This is the duty of the Guru. He worships himself unless he knows how to worship, how he teaches. So he acts himself as Brahmana and he teaches his disciples how to work as a Brahmana. Sri Vigra. This is called Jajan Jaya. Patham Patham. He must be a learned Brahmin and he must teach others how to become learned Brahmin, Pandit. Patan Patan, Jajanajan, Dana Pratigraha. He can accept charity from others and he distributes by temple worship. You see, all that you have collected, worship the deity and distribute prasadam, distribute this, distribute dana, but this is Brahman. Patan Patan Yajanayana. And Kshatriya, they will be governor of certain villages or little extended, and they will give protection. Kshatri means giving protection. If somebody is coming outside to attack you, the Kshatriya kings will immediately come out. And with sword they will give you protection. And because the Kshatriya gives you protection, therefore you give him some tax. Unless the governor or the government does not give you protection, they have no claim to tax. That is not. That is illegal. The Kshatriya can they be taxed because he gives protection. And the Brahmana, he elevates the society to spiritual standard. Then simply protection and advancing a spiritual life will not do. We must have food also. That is Vaishya's business. Kṛṣi Gorakṣa Vāṇijyam Vaishya Karma Svabhāva. The Vaishyas should produce food. Annan bhavanti bhutani. Unless people eat, how they will live? Simply becoming king for living tax and simply becoming Brahmin to teach how to worship. But if you have no food, then what will you do? There must be arrangement for food. That is entrusted to the Vaishya. In this way, this is classification. not by birth one becomes Brahmin and working less than a Shudra and he is still Brahmin. This is nonsense. One must be guna karma vibhava. So the society is divided according to the quality he is working. According to that. So this is the Vedic society. Now it is all lost. But if you revive it, people will be happy. If you can revive it, there is no difficulty. But unfortunately, in this age, everyone has become Shudra. So it is little difficult to raise them again. But if everyone is engaged in chanting Hare Krishna mantra, then everything is possible. Without chanting Hare Krishna mantra, they are all fallen. Artificially you cannot raise them to the standard of living. That is not possible. Cheta Darpana Mahatma. They must be cleansed of the dirty things within the heart. That is the instruction we are going. This man is falling down. And how will he be elevated? By chanting the holy name of Narayana. That is the narration we are going to have. Now, how he is fallen down, that is now being described. And how he will be raised, that will be also described. So now it is falling down. His business, he has got family, wife, children. He requires money because the economic development, economic impetus begins from this family affection. It is fact. Nobody would earn money. Therefore, if one is not married, he doesn't like to earn money. This is natural. And if he has got family, wife and children, then he is like what? So this man is a rogue, is sinful, but because still he has got children and wife, therefore he has to earn money. But because he is sinful, he cannot earn money honestly. Yatasvatasya upanenni jena taina prakara brings samavara dhatin money. Yatasvatasya upanenni nayata annayata. Nayata means legally, lawfully. Naya means law. Annayata, without legal. With pleasure, we can earn money by stealing, but that is annayata. You cannot touch others' property. Tena taktena bhundita madhita kasya chidhanam. This is Vedic instruction. Whatever you are allotted, you can. A brahmana, you can earn life. A kshatriya, you can earn life. A vaishya, you can earn life. But don't encroach upon others' property. But he began sinful, jena tena prakarena, nayata, annayata. Nayata is finished because he was a Brahmin, no more he is Brahmin. So, annayata, simply, unlawfully, annayata. Why? Babhara, maintaining. Asya, kutumbhinya, the family members, wife and children. Kutumam mandadhi ayam. Mandadhi. Manda means very bad. Very bad intelligence. In this way, he began to earn his money and gradually he degraded. That will describe how he became degraded. At the beginning, his degradation is the association. He was a Brahmin, but by chance he became associated with the prostitute. So this association is very, very important. By association, sangha sanjayati kama. If you associate with good association, then you become good. And if you associate with bad association, then you become bad. Therefore we are establishing Krishna conscious society. Krishna conscious man cannot be bad. Therefore people are given chance to associate with the society automatically. He'll become good. Otherwise, there is no need of opening so many centers all over the world. But the idea is that to give the chance of good association, that for those who are members of the society, they should be ideal. Simply by their association, people will become good. Very good responsibility. And if they become bad themselves, there is no possibility, because we are giving instruction, we are behaving like that. Still one becomes bad, that is very great misfortune. So in order to come back to our original position, completely good, no bad thing, we must come to Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, you are gone, condemned. This is the purpose of Krishna consciousness movement, to bring him again to the platform of complete goodness. Thank you very much.